Okay, we're going to start on the side with the Shulchan Aruch. So, before we start, what I want to do, basically in the first half of the Vod, is I want to give a little background. In other words, there's a little, you know, people have to know basic Jewish philosophy. I don't know if philosophy is the right word. Basic Jewish hashgafa. We might have discussed this a little bit, but this is a little bit, takes it a step further. We know there's a concept of Yom Tovim, right? The concept of Yom Tovim. We have Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. So the question is, what is the big inyan of a Yontif? So Bashib Shad is, okay, Hashem made a mitzvah, because we have to remember, Zeichet Yetzias Mitzrayim, whatever. But the Ramchal, that's the Moshe Chaim Litzato, explains it much deeper, and that makes much more sense in many of the days. And it's not a remembering. There's a concept that history repeats itself, which means that when something happens on a certain day, that puts a Kedusha into that day. That's why we have Chodesh Adar, is always supposed to be. If you want to have a din with a guy, you do it in Chodesh Adar. Because in Chodesh Adar, history repeats itself, that good things will happen. During Chodesh Av, history repeats itself, that bad things happen. It's not just coincidental that Korban Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni were basically on the same day. And people say World War I broke out on the same day, on Tisha B'Av. It's because there's a certain mystical Kedusha was given to that day, that it lends itself. So what happened? Why is Yom Kippur such an amazing day? Because what happened on Yom Kippur? Hashem said, Salati Kidberecha. Hashem was Meichu on the Chet Ego. Why is Chodesh Adar such amazing? Because that was the last 40 days that Moshe went up to Har Sinai to ask for Mechira after the Chet Ego. There were three, right? So every day when something happens, it puts a Kedusha. Now, I don't know if it happens anymore, but at least in the time of the Brias Ha'idam, in the time when the world was being created, which was in the time of the Avos, so things that happened on certain days are Mekadesh those days, and now they become locked in forever. So on Shavuos is not just a birthday party because we were Mekabel the Torah. Shavuos Pshat is what Hashem gave the Torah on Shavuos. So every year Hashem re-gives the Torah. Since every year Hashem re-gives the Torah, if you want to get the Torah, the best day to get it is Shavuos. Shavuos is a day when Hashem gives Torah. Yom Rosh Hashanah is Hayom Haras Olam, Hashem, the day that Hashem created the world. So therefore it's for every year, for the new recreation of the world. You want to be recreated. Okay, that's we once said that, no? We said this once? I think so. I hope so. No. I definitely said it previous years. I don't remember what I said this year. Okay. So that's simple. That days have Kedusha. But now comes a Tifa Yisayt, which I never knew. I don't know if it's a Tifa Yisayt, but it's a big Yisayt, which I never knew until I heard this from Rav David Avrahami. There's a Mishnah Brura. Let's start with the Mishnah Brura. In Simen Tav Kuf Pei, it's Ois HaZayin. He brings it as where the arrow is. Yitzav Iksavim. It's brought down in the Iksavim. Iksavim are used very often in the Kabbalistic Sfarimis. Sheroi Lechol Bar Yisrael, Livchos Asreif Esatayra. You know, there was a Torah was burned. You know, we know that the Goyim burnt the Torah. Shemikoyaks and Nimstra Torah the Klipas Hamokin Hasrena Lano. Okay. Okay. Kosev Atanya. I don't know what that Bays is. Anyone know? Bimher Biamena. Thank you. Kosev Atanya. Biyom Ashishi Parshas Chukas. On the sixth day of the Parsha of Chukas, Nogu Ayachidim Lisanos. The minig is that people who are yechidim, okay, I'm not saying that's us, they fast. Why? Shebe'oizo ayoyim nizrefu chof krainos, 20 wagon loads of Malayim Sefarim Bisfaris in France. Gam Dishnas Tach, that's a Xeris Tat Vitat. Dishnas Tat Ches, that's like 80 years ago approximately. So there were two terrible things happen on the sixth day of Parshas Chukas. One is that was a day when the Svarim were burnt in France, which was a terrible decree because when there was no Svarim, then they couldn't learn. So all the Svarim in France were destroyed, and probably many Svarim were lost forever. Because there are certain farm that only work Ksav Yads. They weren't like so many, weren't they printed thousands of copies. There were limited copies of Ksav Yads, and depending when the Sefer was written. And if they burnt the originals, that was it. So the tremendous loss of Tyre. And two cities were destroyed. The question is, we said everything that there is such a thing as a Kedusha of the day. Where's the day? What's the day here? The day is Yom Shishi Parshas Chukas. So what you basically see here, a tremendous chiddush, that there are two different days that we do with the calendar. If I ask you what's today's date, so there's two different days, ways that we say the date in the Jewish world. We say today is, I don't even know, it is something Teves. Right, okay. But you could also say, today is Yom Dawid of Parshas Ve'era. Right? If you look at a wedding invitation, very often sometimes they write, that's the way you also, people count it as which day it is according to the Parsha. So just like there's a din of mystical, that there's a mystical Kedusha that goes on the days according to the Tarich of the month, so I don't know, say all the time, but sometimes, obviously there's Kabbalistic reasons why, one in which way, but sometimes instead of going on the day of the month, it goes on the day of the Parsha, right? So this Maisa that happened, that the Svarim were burned, it was Koveya Bedeiris, and that's why there was two cities were destroyed, on the sixth day of Parsha Zayis Chukas HaTorah. Because it's something about the Parsha, Zayis Chukas HaTorah. This is Xeris HaKos of the Torah. Right? It's a Chiddush. People don't know that there's a certain Kedusha to the day based on the laning. Okay. Now, why is that relevant? Because there are other times that that's also true. And it happens to be that we are now in one of those times. There is a parshas, that's in the next Shar Tshuva. There is a parshas, there is a din called, if you look in the Shari Tshuva, Ayin Shari Ephraim, in the top Shari Tshuva, in the Hilfas Megillah. Shari Ephraim, Shar Ches, Umashikoza Berheitev, Be'inyin Tainis Shaivivim. What's Shaivivim? Shaivim is a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Shuvu Banim Shaivivim. Banim that were wicked, they should be Shuvta Hashem. But it happens to be that Shaivivim, which is a pasuk in the Navi, is Rashi Tavis. What's it Rashi Tavis for? Shemos, Ve'era, Bo, Zeshalach, Yisro, Mishpatim. So that here is another example where there's a Kedusha to the Parshas, right? This is something that the Parshas is Koveya. There's the Parshas of Shoivivim is Koveya Din. Just like we saw in the first Mishnah Brura, that the Parsha of Yom of Chukas is Koveya. So the Parshas of Shoivivim is Koveya. So there's a Tainus. Okay, we don't fast because yeshiva people don't fast because we say it causes vital tyra. But there was a minig of a tainus which was nikva on shaivivim. Okay, now.
Where would that be?
So we can explain. So if you look at the bottom, the Ber Heitev, and I'll give you my crash course in Kabbalah, which I know nothing about, but I looked it up. There's like 20 pages on the Arizal on this. So I found the sefer, but I can't say I understood it. But it says in the bottom page of the Be'er HaTeiv, in one line, because of Arizal, the Parish HaTorah, I happen to actually have that in my office, but can't say I understand it. Sheyamim Eile Misugolim Isakein Oven Keri. There's an oven of Keri. Keri means Zeret of Atala, right? Either it can come out on purpose or by accident. But in order to be an Aveira, there has to be some form of Pshia. If it's just no Pshia at all, then there's no Aveira. Right? If it just comes out, if a person's Zera in the middle of the night comes out by itself, that's nothing. But Keri would mean there's some form of Aveira that you made it come out. So the oven of Keri is these days are Mesugol, means they lend itself to forgiveness for that Aveira, Yoiser Miko Hashana, more than all the year. Miss Aimba, for those who fast. V'chein Maskon V'parashu Shemais, starts from Shemais, Shaz Hisko HaShibud, Hushar the Shibud, Shenitaken HaKari, which fixed the carry of Adam Arishan. V'nigmar B'parashas, and it's finished when Mishpatim Kisikna Evan Ifrit. So I'm sure you all got that. So I always show off my vast knowledge of Kabbalah, but I don't know too much about this. But he's basically saying like this, that Adam Arishan, we can't fathom how great Adam Arishan was. Adam Arishan is not just Niskatnu Adairis. Adam Arishan was Yitzir Kap of Shakash Baruch Hu. Hakash Baruch Hu created Adam Arishan, right? It's like we are today. It's like you take a photocopy, and you make a photocopy of a photocopy of a photocopy of a photocopy. At a certain point, it will be so blurry. Because every time you make a photocopy, you get a little blurrier. There's a little dirt on the page, you know, a little smudge, right? Every time someone gives birth, so there's three shutfim. Okay, Akash Baruch Hu is one shutfim, but also the parents. So that's the photocopies. So there's already more than a few hundred, generations of photocopies and photocopies and photocopies. But the original person was Adam Arishan, was Hashem made it. That was perfect. So Adam Arishan, Chazal say, like he was supposed to live forever, right? If he went to Dan the Aveira. He says that he could see from one end to the world to the other. So not just physically, also in Kedusha. Adam Arishan had this amazing Kedusha. Adam Arishan was, you know, if Hashem creates Adam Arishan, it's perfection. So Adam Arishan had, when he have a child, he gave forth, he created, he gave birth to tremendous Kedusha, reproducing like himself. Now there's, in the Chazal say, that after Adam Arishan did the Chetam Eitz Hadas, he did a form of tshuva, and he was pirated from his wife for 130 years, right? It says. So it seems that according to the Zohar, during these 130 years, it was inevitable that a certain amount of keri came out, because that's what happens when you're pirated from your wife. So that each time the Zera came out, that had the potential of creating a neshama, so this tremendous kedusha came out of Adam Arishan. And since it couldn't go to Kedusha, because there was no normal Nekeva to take it, so instead of going to the world of Kedusha, so the Nekevas of Tumah, whatever that means, chapped it up. And what it says they say is that the Tumah actually grows on Kedusha, because Kedusha is like a fungus. A fungus grows on a tree. That's called klipas. Klipas is in Kabbalah, it's like the shell. It's a dead skin, the dead part. It grows on always, if you have sometimes something dead, grows on something that's alive. Here, fingernails are the klipas on the person. Fingernails are dead. So there's the tumah grabbed all the kedusha of Adam Arishan that he gave birth. So the reason, according to the Zohar, the reason for the gzeira that Klai Yisrael had to go down to the Mitzrayim is because the more Mitzrayim was the makom of the greatest tumah, The reason why Mitzrayim was the greatest tumah is because it had captured the most kedusha of Adam Arishon. The more kedusha that was captured, the more tumah, because the tumah is growing on the tumah grows from the fuel of the kedusha. So Mitzrayim had the most of this kedusha captured from Adam Arishon. Klal Yisrael's mission was to go down to Mitzrayim and to Va'achrikein Yatsu Berchush Gadol, or the Erev Rav, depending which, and to take out the Berchush Gadol doesn't necessarily just mean the money, but the neshamas, to take out the Kaddish Dikah neshamas from Mitzrayim. And somehow, I can't explain this how, because I don't know enough Kabbalah, but Klal Yisrael being in Mitzrayim is like it's like a magnet that attracts. So it was every kedusha attracts kedusha. So it was able to pull out the kedusha that was imprisoned in Mitzrayim and pull it into Klal Yisrael. This is the same thing said happened with Dina with Shechem, and it says that whatever. So the ketumah that was in Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael took on. That's, it says that's why the Kabbalah said it is a halacha. He says that's why we go into Galus. The Zohar says the reason why Klal Yisrael has to go into Galus is because the Kedusha is scattered not just in Mitzrayim but all over the world. Mitzrayim was the biggest place. So we have to go on Galus. Klal Yisrael has to get the Kedusha that's scattered all over the world to bring it back. And that's why there's a pasuk, you know, you're not supposed to go back to Mitzrayim because there's no point, because they already did Mitzrayim. They did a good job. They cleaned out Mitzrayim when they left. So Memeda, what comes out is what he's saying is like this. That's a quick overview, which I know nothing about. So the quick overview, which I don't know too much about it, but I just saw, I was looking today at the Arizal, he says, just to make life interesting, he says that Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim 210 years of the Shibud. Yocheved gave birth, that Moshe was born when he was 80 years before that, which means after 130 years, because Moshe was 80 when he took out, which corresponds to how many years of the Marish was parashim from his wife. So he says, and it says also in Chazal that Yocheved was 103 when she gave birth to Moshe. So that he says that because before Moshe could be born, there had to be a tikkun for the 130 years of Adam Arishon. So the first 130 years of Adam of Mitzrayim were a tikkun for the 130 years of Adam Arishon, and then Moshe could be born, and then you could keep on going up in Kedusha. Okay, that's just for anyone who wants to know. He did the right thing, but it was a little bit aver because it was a result of his original aver. If he wouldn't have eaten from the Eitz Hadas, he wouldn't have had to do that. So Memeda, there was a certain tain on him, and it was a certain, it brought about that result. I think that's shot, and I really can't tell you either. Anyway, so what comes out of the mice? And now we don't, just so it's not really relevant. But what comes out of the Arizal says a very fascinating thing, that of the whole year, even more than Aser Evel, and more than Yom Rosh Hashanah, and more than Yom Kippur, for this particular Aveira, right, the best time to misaken this Aveira is for these 6 weeks, or was it 6 weeks? Not exactly. That's what he says. If you read the words, Sheyamim Elo Misugodim Misaken Evan Kari, Yaiser Mikol Hashana, right? You know, it says a Misana, but I think they say that's lapsed. You know, that's one way to do it, but we don't do Misana because we're not supposed to. So, but it's, the word is because of the Cheshbon, that's the parshas of Mitzrayim. The whole purpose of going down to Goddess Mitzrayim was in Misaka in the Chet of Adam Arishon. And since history repeats itself, and in this case, it's repeating itself not based on the tarich of the year, but it's based on the parshas. So the kedusha of the parshas create that this is the time to redo what was done in the parshas. So Mimeda, now why is that so relevant? Because one of the biggest tricks in Musa, everyone, we always like to have tricks, right? You need tricks. If you don't have tricks, you can't, the religion, it's too hard without tricks, right? You need tricks. So there's one of the big tricks is that instead of making 365 days a year, you break off certain days that are, you know, easier. A person like to say, like the first hour of Seder, I don't battle. It's much easier. 1 hour, I have a set hour there, I don't speak Lashon Hara. Right? People do that, some people. By making a certain small amount, it's much easier than saying all the time. The same thing you can do by making days. You can say, okay, I can be Nichshol, but not on Shabbos. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, I'm not going to be Nichshol. Right? You go, I'm not going to speak Lashon Hara on Shabbos. Come during the week, I'll speak Lashon Hara. It happens to be a real thing. It's a din in the Mishnah that in Am Haaretz, if you asked him if he gave Trumas and Meiser, I heard this Shmuz from Rav Brook. He says, if you asked an Am Haaretz if he gave Trumas and Meiser, you did not trust him to tell the truth. But if you asked him on Shabbos, we did trust him to tell the truth. Because the Amoratzim in the time of Chazah were more careful not to lie on Shabbos. It's a Beferish of Mishnah. So there's such a concept that you take the certain days, the ma'isa, the aveira on that day is a more chomer aveira, and the mitzvah on that day is a greater mitzvah. So we go ahead and we by knowing that, that gives us certain inspiration, makes it easier. So that's, we do Edel, obviously, or Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, right? Most people, on come Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, they don't do aveiras. Why? Because it's Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Now, it might be the day before, the day after. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, I'm not going to do an Aveir. It's not so hard not to do an Aveir Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, because I understand that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is special. And it's also, it's a limited amount of time. So this is not such a limited amount of time. This is 5 weeks, 6 weeks. We already passed 1 week, so. But the Maisa, it makes it easier. Now, this happens to be, especially for young men, which you've had boys, men, I don't know what you call yourself, but whatever it is, this is like the hardest nisayon in the world, you know, hirhurim and all everything in this area, because the Sfarim say it's not just, even though he says carry, it's not lav davka, but it's anything in this area, stakles, hirhurim, et cetera, et cetera. This is probably the hardest nisayon that people have at this age. And and very many people are nichshol in some way. Different people are nichshol different ways. But many people, if not most people, are nichshol in some way. This guy will be nichshol in Urim, this guy will be with Zerivatol, this guy will be nichshol with his stackless, you know, whatever it is. So it's a inspiration. And it makes it easier if you say, okay, listen, I might be all year, I might be nichshol, but at least this period of time, I'm going to be nichshol less. I'm not saying you have to go ahead, and then if you say, if you're nichshol one time, then you messed it up. You're not trying necessarily to be nichshol zero. You're trying to be nichshol less. You're trying to do some form of tshuva. Tshuva means doing even less is also some form of tshuva. If I'm usually nichshol a certain time amount of times a week, and I'm nichshol and I move it down to one less, so that's a certain amount of tshuva. So a person can go ahead and psych himself up. It's a trick. I mean, it's a real trick. It's not a trick that's a fake trick. It's a real trick, which is real. But besides being real, it helps inspire us by telling ourselves that this is a special time. Normally, you know, okay, it's one thing all year, I'm nichshol, okay, maybe it's, yeah, and obviously it's not so good. But at least these few weeks that are the most mesugal, so I'm going to be more careful. Okay. Anyway, that was the introduction. Except regretfully, I'm running out of time. So I just want to say one thing. Very quick, I was going to say something else, but one thing, on the other sheet, the other side, Here's one of my most favorite chazals. I have certain favorite chazals. This is one of my favorite chazals. Let's read it inside. Rabbi Akiva Gadimenu, Kishahodach Eretz, Kishahodach Eretz Ochilo Kortza. I don't know. Kishahodach Eretz Ochilo Kortza. I lost what happened here. He went somewhere and they were mashing. Eitzel Shulton Echad. So they captured him. Rabbi Akiva was captured. Shogar lo shnei nashim yafas. So Rabbi Akiva was apparently a very amazing person. So the goyim that captured him, they figured they wanted to reproduce him. They wanted to clone him. And then they would have these great avadim. So they locked him up in a room and they sent two nashim yafas. Rachsam, the Saksam, the Kashtam, Kekaras, they were dressed obviously very provocatively and beautifully. Kekaras Chasanim. Voyum is Napas Alav Golai, and they were jumping on him, whatever, they were trying to get them to be Mizan with them the whole night. That was their mission. Zosameris Chazar Elai, Zosameris Chazar Elatzli, right? Etzli. Each one was trying to push him. Voyoshe Bineim Urakik, he was sitting by them and spinning at them. He didn't even look at them. So that the morning they came back to the king. We're so insulted. We thought we were beautiful women, and this was like an insult. It was like the mission is that we would never marry this guy. He insults us. He spits in our face. Shalach v'karado. So the Shulton called him. How come? It's a normal human nature. You see, a gorgeous woman, there's a certain normal thing a person would do. How come you didn't do it? Lo, Yafas, Hema, Lo, Benos, Adam, Kemaisa, Hem, Misha, Braskana, Bara, Osam. Omer, Lo, Srikiva gave a beautiful line. Ma, Esa. What can I do? I was not attracted at all. I was turned off. Reichen bolai, they smelled. Mi basar nevedas trefes ushkatz ratzah. Which means that it's not a physical smell, but it's an intellectual smell. These are lowlives. These are prutzes. They're disgusting people. Right? You're not attracted. A person should be able to hear. An attraction is not just purity skin deep. This attraction is more than that. I'm going to be attracted by a monster, right? I always say it's like a Martian. Comes down to the world and he's a slimy Martian and he puts on some costume. So you're going to be attracted to that. So it's a turnoff when you think about what the person is and their insides, that this is the most preachistic of person. This is a low life. So it takes away all the attraction. Rav Shadran, in a very, maybe a little bit overly sharp way, but used to have an expression, which I used to like to say over many times. He called it chocolate-covered saya, right? Which means that there's such a thing as chocolate-covered ice cream, which is delicious. And you can have chocolate-covered saya. It looks on the outside, it looks just as good as chocolate-covered ice cream. But if you know that it's chocolate-covered soa, you're not tempted. When I see a delicious ice cream bar, ooh, that looks so good. But it's not chocolate-covered ice cream, it's chocolate-covered soa. You're not tempted anymore. Right? So that's what Rav Shadran said. I apologize for the sharpness. So that is what the Medrash is saying. Rabbi Akiva said he had no taiva because he dehered that who are these people? They're a bunch of prutzos, right? So this happens to be a very good eitzah. It's practical. A person goes until you go to public and you see someone who's not dressed neistically. Well, if they're not dressed neistically in public, you can assume that they're a lowlife. They're probably, they're probably walking around with all kinds of germs and AIDS, I don't know what they got in them, You want to keep away. The last person I would want to have anything to do with. Run a million miles away from that person. It's not going to be attracted. So it's an Eitzah. It's an Eitzah Taiva. to go ahead, it helps a little bit, to go ahead and avoid being attracted to things that you see, because obviously I'm not saying that about you see a nice from girl, I'm not saying that, right? From girls, you don't call them, please don't insult anyway. But you see someone who's dressed like a prutza, instead of being attracted, you should go ahead and you tell yourself, look at that, a walking chocolate-covered saya. You know, it's not attracting. I'm not attracted to that. I wouldn't ever want to marry that person. I wouldn't want to live with that person. And so there's no attraction. And there's no attraction to a certain extent that helps to take away the hearer and helps to take away the desire even for a stockless, because it's not attractive. Okay, anyway, that's Shikaya.